Welcome back to Mugs in the Morning. We round out the work week with thoughts of football on the weekend. Got Tanner Struckman in, sports director here at Husker Radio. And before we talk football, we've got to gloat over the Huskers continuing that win streak, the win over Washington on Wednesday. They did just enough, but a little concern losing Frager with an ankle injury. Those things can linger for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of a win and a loss in the same regard. Didn't feel like the it felt like the energy was a little, especially the second half without him.
A little off, yeah.
I mean, granted, they had a pretty comfortable lead the entire most of the game. I mean, it still ended up being, it was a 10-point win. It was 15 with a minute to go.
Right,
so.
Right.
But yeah, that's certainly a loss. I mean, at a tough time. Not that there's an easy part of the schedule, but 5 games ago, I would have felt better. These next 5, this is a different schedule. So, yeah, you hope it's nothing too serious. It was kind of interesting that I think they interviewed him on TV afterwards, Hoiberg, and he said, well, we don't know. And then they interviewed him on the radio, and he said, it's going to be a couple weeks, not a season ending. So, or at least it's not going to, at least a week, or it sounded like. So.
That would hurt him, and you know, we could count on him for 10 to 20 points off the bench, and
yeah.
That's a luxury most teams don't have.
Yeah, and he's just, so. You know, he was strong, but he could also shoot threes. I mean, he provided a lot, and he was kind of like a spark. Not that this team needs it, because I feel like they're pretty heady, but he would be a spark. You know, he could get the, and he has kind of the machismo to, when nobody else really does on this team. This is a pretty level-headed team, and so he would bring that too, and sometimes you need that just to bring a little energy. So I hope that
more minutes for Jacobson and Jared Garcia, probably the other one.
Garcia will have to step up now, and he's certainly not of his Frager's element, but I mean, they were talking Frager. I think he's an NBA guy down the road for sure, just with what he can do. And sixth man of the year, probably. I mean, you'd think freshman of the year, maybe. This might hurt that, but we'll see. Hopefully it's nothing lingering, but it's a tough spell for it to come. Minnesota Saturday's tough. And then, I mean, the schedule, we got Michigan and Illinois down the road. And your home games are the big games, Illinois and Purdue in the next 5. And your road games are all tough. So it's not... The next 5 are all difficult. You just hope they don't go on a dry spell here and go 1-4 or 0-5.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that yet. I think we need to get Minnesota, because Michigan, I would predict, will be our first loss. I would say if we had Frager, I'd give us, 30-40% chance, but just Michigan's just such a tough place to win at for sure. But as you mentioned, after those 2 road games, then we have 3 out of 4 home, with Illinois and Purdue coming in sandwiched around a trip to Rutgers, which is, doesn't matter what their record is, they're tough to beat.
Well, just going all the way to New Jersey, I mean, on a Tuesday or whatever it is.
Right.
And, you know, I think those home games, you always got a pretty good chance with that home court advantage. I mean, it seems like that's a pretty big advantage right now, but... Yeah, I just, I had hope for 3-2 over the next 5. I think that's great. 2-3 even would probably be okay. You know, having a loss or 2 is not going to hurt this team. They probably are going to need it. And, as long as you play well, lay a big egg, I think this team will be fine.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. And then after we get through this stretch, pretty favorable the rest of the way. You look at the opponents, I mapped it out, Northwestern, Iowa twice, and then winless Penn State in the conference we host. Maryland's really down this year, and we host them too. And then the tough weekend before wrapping up with Iowa's West Coast trip to USC and UCLA. Those will be tough games.
Yeah.
You know that for sure.
Fun year, though, so still rolling on. They're still undefeated.
We're riding it. Before we talk about NFL championship games, Indiana over Miami for the college title, and are they going to be one-hit wonders, or as long as Cignetti's there, or are we going to have to, will Indiana be in the discussion every year?
it seems like it's, with the transfer portal and the way we've changed college football, to me it seems like, who's your quarterback? It's almost like the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't have a quarterback, I just don't see it happening. I mean, look at your 2 quarterbacks that were in the title. Transfers, just found the right fit. I'm not saying that it's just your quarterback, but if you don't have a good quarterback, I don't think you're. And we're in a playoff now. You got to win three games. So to me, it's who can find the and is the next quarterback for them. I think it's a TCU transfer for Indiana. Is he a good fit? Can he do what Mendoza does? I mean, that's a tall ask, but I mean, I would think they're going to be up there. There's no reason to think they shouldn't. I mean, why would you? You can't count them out now after what all they've done. Two straight playoffs and a title. So, but I think so much now is it's basically a professional game, and the NFL is all about, you know, do you have the right quarterback, in my opinion? That's the most important, and maybe even coach. They obviously have the right coach. So as long as their quarterback's moderately good, they're going to be in the playoff probably.
Yeah, I'd say good chance. They do graduate a lot. They will be making a trip to Lincoln, although the Big Ten still hasn't announced exact dates of the conference games. But that's going to be a big one and probably a primetime game, I would imagine, too.
Well, let's hope so, because that means we're doing well.
Well, yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that. Let's talk NFL here. We have, unfortunately, for 49er fans, you suffer through that. Did you watch the whole thing, Tanner? Did you turn it off?
I mean, it was on. I didn't necessarily watch it intently after half, but it made it easy, at least. There was no stress involved. You know, it was pretty much over on the kickoff. That was, once that happened, I thought, man, this is going to be awfully tough. And they kind of ran out of steam. And I don't know if this team was ever good enough to win the Super Bowl, but at full strength maybe, but their defense wasn't near the quality that it's been in years past, large part due to some injuries. But now they got to reload too, because they got some big decisions to make. Wide receiving core has fallen completely apart. And their defense, they got to get a new coordinator, which I don't really understand that. In the NFL, it blows my mind. Head coaching jobs, I guess, is the thing everybody wants. But Robert Saleh tried it. It didn't work out well at all.
Didn't work out good.
And
but
he's not going to a place that is – I mean, I know you got a young quarterback. There's a lot of young quarterbacks that fail in the NFL. Every year, there's several that you fail every year. I don't know that Cam Ward has shown anything yet. So that's a move to me. I just – it's amazing that people aren't satisfied making a little less – and with a winning program, but it's what it is. I it's still amazing to me. Seattle is a game away from the Super Bowl, but their defense is really good.
They are really good, and it's part three with them and the Rams, who got to give the Rams a lot of credit in those adverse weather conditions. Pulled it out in overtime, and kudos. But do they have enough left in the tank? You know, they'll be charged. I mean, obviously, these are rivals. These are division rivals. Yeah. The first two went down to the wire. They split them. This could go either way, but I just, this way, this as dominant as the Seahawks are looking, I just don't see how they can lose as long as they take care of the football in this one. Their defense is too dang good.
Yeah, their defense is really good. I think there'll be a lot more on Darnold in this game, and we'll see how that. Hey, how he handles that. You got to have elite games as a quarterback in these games. We're past game manager, and they also lost their backup running back, who's a big part of what they do. Kenneth Walker usually doesn't stay healthy, so now he's got to be a workhorse. Big. So can Darnold not make mistakes? That's probably where it's going to be decided, I think.
The Rams have to get to him, and obviously the first priority is put him behind the chains by stopping the run, especially on first down. But that's what has to be the Rams' game plan, is getting to Darnold, making him make quick decisions, because then mistakes can happen. I think the Rams will be able to move the ball, but the Seahawks obviously are going to try to get to Stafford and disrupt him too. But, here's Poku Nacua, and that guy is just, if you can get him the ball, I mean, he's going to catch and he's going to run, he's going to move the chains. That's the whole key for the Rams, to keep drives going. And then you've got the former Packers guy too, you know.
Yeah, I'm picking the Rams. I'm picking the Rams. I don't even know if it's an upset, but I'm going to go with the quarterback play. I mean, it worked last week against the Bears. I just – I trust the experience of a quarterback like Matthew Stafford, and I think the Rams get this one done in Seattle. I think the magic runs out on the Seahawks, and
interesting.
So yeah, I don't know, and I also hate the Seahawks, so I can't.
Do you hate the least?
Honestly, I don't really hate the Rams, even though they're a rival, a divisional rival, but. I do like Matthew Stafford. I've always enjoyed. He seems like a good guy.
Pretty humble.
Yeah. So okay. That'd be a fun one.
All right. I'm picking the Seahawks to cover the 2.5 point spread. Let's talk about the game preceding that at 2 o'clock Central Time. Patriots at the Broncos. Patriots dispatched the Texans pretty easily. And then the Broncos winning but losing Bo Nix, had to go to overtime, getting the Bills coach fired, basically, is what that did.
Yeah, that's fascinating to me.
I don't understand that.
I don't either, because, like, if he wins that game, if that falls their way, if they get that catch, is he not getting fired?
Yeah, who do you blame for that?
I mean, and is that his fault that Josh Allen played really poor? I mean, if anything, you should fire Josh Allen, and I know you're not going to do that. I understand he's your franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
But he played awful.
Yeah, that was the worst I've seen him in a playoff game.
So the coach gets fired? I don't know. I think he's a good coach. And in the NFL, it's really hard to win a Super Bowl. And
he's going to make him regret it. So I got a feeling that's going to come back to haunt the Bills.
Well, and does the Bills have a good – like, if it's a good organization, like the Patriots fired Bill Belichick. Well, it didn't take them long. They found their guy again, and look at him now. They're back. They got their quarterback. They got their coach. They're back.
Yep.
That's a really good organization. Is the Bills a really good organization? I don't know.
Yet to be determined.
Right. That hire will determine a lot. And maybe they said – hey, we know of a couple big coaches that are available right now. Well, one got taken. I think he was probably a great fit for him, but John Harbaugh. But we'll see. I feel for the Broncos fans. That's a brutal sequence there, where you win the game and lose your quarterback. Because
does that doom him?
I think it absolutely does. I mean, I just can't imagine if Jared Stidham can win that. I mean, Sean McVay is going to be in the Hall of Fame if he wins this game. Payton. There we go.
Sean Payton.
Sean McVay.
Yeah, he'll be in the Hall of Fame anyway, probably. But he'll secure it, I think.
Yeah. I think I think the Patriots win this.
That's
putting a lot on a guy who hasn't hardly played at all. I think he took a knee this year. I think is what I'd heard. I mean, he hasn't played much in the NFL. He's been around, but that's a huge ask. And I think Drake May looks really good in this game.
And the Patriots' defense has improved throughout the season to the point where I'd say they're a top five defense right now. The Broncos are going to have a hard time scoring touchdowns. I think they can get in field goal range. I think if they can limit the Patriots to field goals, but how do you do that? Broncos are going to have to score at least a couple of touchdowns, I think, to have a chance. I don't see them getting into the end zone maybe once at most.
Yeah.
I think they'll have some field goal tries. Patriots, I mean, and that's, you know, again, the Broncos defense is good, but if you leave them on the field all the time, they're not that good, you know.
Yeah.
They're like everyone. They wear down,
sure.
And you can make plays against them. So I'll take the Patriots on this. They're favored by 5.5. I think it'll be Patriots and Seahawks in the Super Bowl, and we'll revisit Super Bowl 49 when New England won, and I think it was Brady's fifth of seven titles, 28-24, the score. And that one that New England intercepted the pass, the guy on the goal line,
saved
the game for the Patriots. That was that
should have ran with beast mode. Yep, was Russell Wilson's pick there to
– Yep.
Can't think of the quarterback's name, but that was a phenomenal game. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Tanner, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time. Enjoy the weekend. Oh, I hope your voice holds up too, calling all those SBVA games.
Yeah, just, you know, four more. I'm hoping, you know, it's four today, it's six tomorrow.
Oh, God.
The snow is, now it's not to the northwest, which is where a lot of our schools are coming from, or both north and west. So you hope everybody can get here. So hopefully safe travels for all the teams. I think they'll be all right, like an inch or less out west, and up north less than an inch. So as long as Imperial and Perkins County can make it, I think we'll be playing. And
we'll be good.
It'll be fine.
All right. Thanks.